From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The head of the Senate Finance Committee this morning released his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. Max Baucus of Montana has been negotiating with three Republicans and two other Democrats for months without coming up with a compromise. He says he'll continue his efforts to get others to go along. The proposal costs an estimated $856 billion over 10 years. It's similar to the goals outlined by President Obama last week. Consumer prices rose a bit faster than expected in August, but much of the increase was pegged to the higher cost of gasoline. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for August rose 0.4% after it was flat in July. That's a little higher than analysts had expected, but it wasn't enough to prompt inflation concerns. That's because a spike in gas prices accounted for most of the increase. If volatile energy and food are taken away, the so-called core index rose a modest 0.1%, the same as in July. But the government's Cash for Clunkers program is credited with driving down auto prices. Cars saw their biggest drop since 1972, and their price will likely bounce back this month. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve reported this morning that industrial production rose 0.8% last month. It measures the output at the nation's factories, mines, and utilities. This is the second monthly increase in a row. Production at auto companies led the way, rising 5.5% last month. The Obama administration announced new rules yesterday to make cars more energy efficient. New cars sold in the U.S. will have to average more than 35 miles to the gallon by 2016. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The new fuel economy rules are designed to cut down on both the amount of gasoline drivers pump into their fuel tanks and the amount of greenhouse gases they pump into the atmosphere. They're part of a compromise the administration brokered back in May between the automakers and about a dozen states. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says it will be up to automakers to decide how to achieve the higher mileage, but he thinks consumers are hungry for cars that go farther on every gallon.
Together, we're going to make America cleaner and greener and usher in a whole new century of automobile innovation and manufacturing.
LaHood notes that fuel-efficient models were big sellers under the government's incentive program, Cash for Clunkers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
An execution date has been set for John Allen Muhammad, who planned and carried out a series of sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area 7 years ago. A Virginia judge has ordered Muhammad be put to death on November 10th. 10 people were shot to death during the 2002 rampage. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 19 points at 9702. The S&P is up 6. This is NPR News from Washington. The United States and Israel ended another round of talks today with no sign yet of a deal on a West Bank settlement freeze. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
President Obama's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, will be meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday for another attempt to secure an agreement that will allow peace talks to restart. A statement issued by Netanyahu's office after today's meeting with Mitchell gave no indication any progress has been made. It said briefly the Prime Minister and Senator Mitchell had a good meeting this morning. The U.S. State Department says Mitchell plans to visit Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon before returning to Israel. Mitchell is hoping to arrange an informal encounter between President Obama, Netanyahu, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York next week. The Palestinians say they won't sit down at the negotiating table until all building of Jewish housing in the West Bank stops. So far, Israel has only said it might consider a temporary and partial freeze. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
U.S. military officials in Baghdad said today that U.S. and Iraqi forces have arrested three Iraqi men suspected of firing rockets on the fortified Green Zone last night, where Vice President Joe Biden is staying during a visit to Iraq. Iraqi police say two Iraqis were killed in the attacks. A NATO spokesman said today that three American service members were killed yesterday in Afghanistan. He said they were driving in the southern part of the country when their vehicles struck a roadside bomb. No details were provided. Insurgents have staged several attacks against U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan in recent days, especially in the south. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.